Hello, sunshine. Terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire. Thank you for spending part of your day with us right here on CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. Today, we're going to be covering a bunch of topics from the situation in Israel and Gaza to the Korean War. We'll also learn about a girl who gets paid more than 4,000 bucks a week to play the card game Uno. That and more right here on today's show. We start with the latest on the war between Israel and Hamas. In Gaza, residents have been leaving their homes and evacuating south. Experts say conditions there have deteriorated dangerously, with serious shortages of clean water and food. That's as tens of thousands of Palestinians attempt to flee crippling airstrikes and an impending Israeli ground offensive. And the world is not just watching and waiting, but reacting. While many are coming out in solidarity for Israel, others around the world are showing support for the Palestinians in Gaza. These protests are happening in U.S. cities, including Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York, and in Europe, including London and Frankfurt. It stretches all the way to Sydney, Istanbul, and South Africa. Now, it's difficult for me to report on and watch something of this magnitude, and maybe it is for you too. So on Thursday's episode, we're going to give you a behind-the-scenes look at how we here at CNN report on what we're seeing, and we're even going to offer you some tools for managing this type of distressing news. To help us out, we'll have a very special guest, and we cannot wait for you to see, just for you, here on CNN 10, where we tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Next up, do you ever wonder about the past lives of your parents or maybe even your grandparents? Well, my friend and CNN anchor, Amara Walker, decided to find out. She tells us how she got her father to share his childhood experiences during the Korean War. She says it changed her perception of her entire family history and her heritage. History lesson of the day. The Korean War began on June 25th, 1950. The North Korean People's Army wanted to militarily conquer South Korea and therefore unify Korea under their communist regime. It was also the first war that the United Nations played a part in. In fact, when asked to send military aid to South Korea, 16 countries sent troops and 41 sent equipment or aid. And Americans who participated in the action actually accounted for 90% of those troops. It was a 3-year bloody and brutal struggle that left millions from both countries dead and created a refugee crisis that swept up Amara Walker's family. Here's more.
During the Korean War, it was from 1950 to 1953, the communists were abducting young boys into the communist army. My father remembers the conversation that his mother had with his brothers, and she told them to go escape into the local mountains and to hide there until the war was over. No one knew if they were going to see their loved ones again. There is so much more to learn about his history. We all want to know where we come from, right? Technically, I can say I'm North Korean. I grew up in Southern California, and I really knew nothing about my roots. My childhood, I guess, was pretty normal for an immigrant family. My father owned a gardening business. He moved to America in 1974, and he never had a chance to ever go on vacation. I said, "Hey, what's your bucket list vacation?" And he's like, "Well, I've been on YouTube a lot, and I've been looking a lot at Alaska." Oh, then let's do it. We were on this beautiful train ride through Denali National Forest. It was a glass car. This is a horrible photo, but this was inside the train. And I just randomly asked, "Hey, Dad, so tell me about the war." He kind of was taken aback. I obviously don't think he was expecting that question from me. He just started telling me. He was 8 or 9 years old. It was pure chaos. He said, "Amara, I was running for my safety, for my life, in the middle of this war while bombs were flying, and I was barefooted, didn't even have shoes. My dad escaped down towards Seoul." That's a long journey from what is now North Korea. His most vivid memory was being hungry as a child at night, like the noise his tummy would make. I don't think I had ever seen my father cry until that moment. You know, he was probably holding in all that pain that he never talked about with anyone else until Alaska. That was really a pivotal moment in my life. I understand my father so much more now. You know, I used to always be like, Dad, you don't ever talk. You always look so stern. You're always working. You always have a goal. And now I know why. He was able to leave, come to America, and build a life for himself and set up his children to succeed. He's a survivor. I will tell my children when they're of age, their roots. So if you want to learn more about yourself, ask questions.
10-second trivia. What board game was patented on December 31st, 1935? Monopoly, Scrabble, Candy Lane, or Chutes and Ladders? If you said Monopoly, you are correct, although the rules had been created much earlier in 1903 by a woman named Elizabeth Maggie. That's a story that had been lost for decades until recently. Now, ever since, games and puzzles have been big business, and for one lucky player, the game Uno has also meant a big paycheck for her. She's earning thousands of dollars each month to play the game she loves.
That will be game.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yes. This is 22-year-old Litzy Santana. She just graduated from college a few months ago, and now Mattel is paying her to play its new game, Uno Quattro, with strangers on the streets of New York. Her salary? $4,444 a week for only 4 hours per day. That's almost $278 an hour.
My job responsibilities as chief Uno player include, one, having fun. I don't think you guys are going to beat me. That's game. Number two, explaining the games, the rules of Uno Cuatro, and then playing some Uno Cuatro and hopefully winning a lot.
So Chief Uno Player as a campaign is quite fascinating. Everyone says, wow, that is so much money. It's irrational to pay an individual that much to play this game. On the flip side, not only will they have the firm-generated content, they'll also have multitudes of consumer-generated content, all for the low price of about $18,000.
Litzy isn't an influencer or a household name. She doesn't have thousands of followers. But she landed the job anyways, thanks to an open call audition on, you guessed it, TikTok.
Do you like playing Uno? Do you like making money?
It's a tactic on the part of companies like Mattel to draw on younger customers on social media.
Oh, but you should probably be friendly and have really good vibes.
Because you're going to be challenging randos who play Uno Quattro.
When we think about an influencer traditionally, we think about someone who has an organic following.
And why should I be the first chief Uno player? Let me try my collection real quick.
The chief Uno player, they were not selected due to their role as an influencer. Given that they were given a title from this company, they're given credibility.
Here to tell you and give you the ultimate scoop on how to win Uno Cuatro every single time.
Consumers are increasingly skeptical of brands in the marketplace, but having this intermediary, whether it's an influencer, a creator, consumers develop what are called parasocial relationships. They treat it like a real relationship. They say, this person won't lie to me. I trust this person.
One, two, three, four. Awesome. Love it. Thank you, guys.
Finally, we're traveling to the New York Comic Con. Known for its detailed and extensive costumes, it's not uncommon to see fans cosplaying all around New York City. The New York Comic Con is an annual New York City fan convention dedicated to all things comics. That includes everything from graphic novels to anime, to popular media, and even video games. The convention was first held in 2006, and it's North America's most attended fan convention. Today's special shout out is going to Mr. Hawk's class at William Cook in Richmond, BC, Canada. We hear you watch us every day as part of your morning routine and then write in journals about the core values of caring for yourselves, caring for each other, and your community. That is incredible. And I want to give a shout out to all the educators out there with some Teacher Time Tuesday. Thank you for inspiring, uplifting, and caring for all of us. Students, give your teacher a handshake, high five, or fist bump today and let them know we see you. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.